Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mobile.
In a rainbow, I held it in my hand. You had flashes, but I saw the whole plan. You wandered out in the world, and I stayed in my room. You saw the crescent, but I saw the whole of the moon. I saw the whole of the moon. You were grounded, but I feel the skies. You were dumbfounded by the truth, but I cut through the lies. You saw the reindeer valley, I saw Brigadoon. You saw the crescent, but I saw the whole of the moon. About having wings, but I just flew. You wondered, you guessed, you tried, but I just knew. You sighed and swooned, you cried, I crooned. You lied and called me a coon, but I saw the whole lot of moon. We love you. Do me a favor and take care of each other, all right? It don't matter the color. We are all family.
Ans Köln, Lenovo. Visa Up, Bereda Yoga.
Time, boys, I'm ready for your love. time. Boys, I'm ready for your love.
That's the old standard, Am I Blue, in a brand new, up-to-date version. But people first heard it this way. The year, 1929. A song, a songwriter, and a singer.
Was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Then, from a songwriter's inspiration, came one of 1929's biggest hit records.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be blue if each man with your man was built through.
Musically, a great deal has happened in three decades. Today's hit single needs a lot more. A catchy sound, a catchy rhythm, a catchy voice.
Was I gay till today?
Everyone making singles looks for that elusive hit sound that can bring a recording artist $50,000 for an hour's work. The arranger makes his contribution when he reaches into his bag of tricks. He thinks of instrumentation, maybe an electric organ. No, that's not right. Maybe trumpets. No, not right again. How about rock and roll? Maybe, but let's try Latin. Or maybe the big band sound. However, this is a vocal single, so maybe we'd better introduce our arranger, Carl Brandt, to our vocalist, Joni Summers. Joni, meet Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joni. Joni, have you ever sung this song before?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a great old tune, and I think you will enjoy it. Let's see, let's try it in F, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue? I know this is too high.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's try it and see, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Is this key okay for you?
Fine.
Good. Well, we'll do that. Now, let's see. What about tempo? Let's try it about this tempo, huh?
Am Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears
in these eyes telling you? You don't look very happy with this kind of feeling here on this thing. Maybe this is a little too swingy for this day and age with rock and roll and so on. Wait a minute, I've got an idea for an introduction. Something like this. And in the band with the saxes and vibes, it'd sound like this. I think we need a little more into this introduction than just the saxes and vibes. To add a little interest, we can use a skip beat figure in the bass, using the bass trombone and the string bass on it.
A week passes. The arrangement is finished, a part for each musician is copied, and musicians are hired, and the studio is booked. The hour for recording arrives. The arranger, hearing his work for the first time, has some new ideas. Searching for that startling something that might help make this single a hit, the conductor asks the trombones for a special effect.
Now, boys, will you try something? And, Thorny, we're going to do a... The boys are going to pop their mouthpieces with the palm of their hand. And
never get them out
for
a
sound.
Be stuck in there for...
Part 39, please.
It may take half an hour until everyone's happy with the arrangement. And then a tense young vocalist steps up to the mic.
Joni, it's your turn on mic. Let's take this whole arrangement from the top.
All right.
Okay, here we go. From the top right here. One, two, three, four.
So that the band won't be picked up on Joni's mic, she's placed in an isolation booth with a directional mic.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Joni, what are you making some noise back there? I can't seem to figure what it is.
I'm tapping my feet.
Better try it with your shoes off this time.
All right.
But that's just one of the unexpected sounds that sometimes interrupt recording sessions.
Okay, from the top again. One, two.
Bless you.
Accidental interruptions are one thing. Creative ones are another. Here, the conductor teaches Joni something about interpretation.
key here. Can you raise your pickup something like the trumpets are doing? Da 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 da.
Sure.
Uh huh. Okay, let's try it once more. Same bar, same spot. Here we go.
The producer, always searching for the right words as well as sound, has another idea.
Am I blue?
The lyrics here from "If Pete's plan with your man done fell through" to "If you try, but your guy won't be true." You got that straight?
Got it.
Eventually, the performance is polished to everyone's satisfaction. Now, the producer, conductor, vocalist, musicians, and engineers concentrate on recording the basic master take.
B10998, take 8.
Sounds like we finally have a good take. But there's one important part still to come. We've got to learn how Joni Summers becomes her own vocal trio.
Was a time I was his only one.
After the session, perhaps days or weeks later, Joni's back in the recording studio. Her only accompaniment is a set of earphones through which he hears her single voice as she first recorded it with the band.
I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely.
Listening to her voice track, Joni now sings a second part in harmony to her original solo.
I was his only one, but
and now, one final time through for three-part harmony.
Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
After this recording session, our master tape is ready. The song that was composed in 1929... like this.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
Emerges three decades later as the brand new record everyone hopes will be a million seller.
Tears in these eyes telling you.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Thank you. because he missed the scenery, the native dancers, and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. To do the mambo like it's crazy, and hey mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey mambo, no more a mozzarella. Hey mambo, Italiano, try an enchilada with a fish and bacalao. And hey gumba, I love how you dance rumba, but take some advice, my son, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a swear, you're ever gonna go nowhere. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey mambo Italiano. Go Joe, shake like a Giovanni. Hello quesadilla, get a happy in the pizza when you mambo. The love when you take me in. Hey, Jadro, you don't have to go to school. Just make a little beef bambino. It's so like a vino. Kid, you're good looking, but you don't know what to cook until you hit. Baby, shake, cause I love her when you take me by the pizzeria. That's where I'm gonna be. Don't you tell your mama, mama's gonna tell her papa. There's nothing to it, come on baby, let's do it. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe, you mixed up to Giuliano. It's so delicious, everybody come to fish out.
Is something wrong? And I said no, it's just this song, and I can't tell you why. Pretty love songs always make me cry.
Loneliness drives some girls to prostitution. It drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
Pressed to mine, a black hole planting a kiss, an uproarious cry. It was not cruelty, not even insult, but a quirky form of universal love, an impulse of great narcotic joy. I sought my kind and found none. How you rescued me, your peasant hands reaching through time, wrapping my young heart. Your poems, found in a stall by the Greyhound station, I dogged, dreaming of escape. Words I could not comprehend, and yet, deciphered by blood, illuminated adolescence. I wrote with the image of you above my work table, vowing one day to trace your steps, dressed in the watch cap and coat of my present self. This morning, pulling into your town, I walked the streets that you despised, the streets I love, for you having despised them. I will go to this train station in Roche. I will touch the remains of the walls of the farmhouse where you wept a season in hell while your sisters harvested the fields. I will walk the road you raced as a sturdy-limbed boy, the road you were carried on with one leg, face down on a litter, flanked by misery, who loved no company. I will be there at the train station. I will piss in the urinal you pissed in, a young man cursing existence, and then a dying man. I will squat and rise. I will stand. I will give you my limbs, no longer young, but sturdy all the same. I project from the urinal to Marseille that you gave glory and they just tossed it away into the river. A discarded wreath where rats sit, using it for a nest. A. Rimbaud, the rat poet laureate. A rat is all I have been, scurrying through the streets of the city of brotherly love. I am here, my brother. I am here where you were. And I feel as if I could find you waiting. Everyone wears a corpse around their wrist, just a bit of twine, but a corpse all the same. A dead thing proclaiming, I have you and you. I will snip all these things and hurl all rings in the urinal you knelt in. Your tears made it overflow. All the sewage covered the station and made you shudder. That was as close as a laugh as you could get to. The image of a shit-covered wagon. You stood clad in white, trembling. This is what I know. I am here for a purpose. The purpose changes. Gifts that are not mine. Children who are not mine. An angel who is not mine. And this, to meet you at the urinal and draw you upright in my arms. I am still sturdy. This memory may enter me, and I will realign the clay of my being. Will be you. Muscle shall be ours. All limbs intact. All brutal mirrors cracked. I am here, and that is something. I am here, my friend, and have always been. As much as for any living thing. Face pressed to mine, a black hole planting a kiss, an uproarious cry. It was not cruelty, not even insult, but a quirky form of universal love, an impulse of great narcotic joy. I sought my kind and found none. How you rescued me, your peasant hands reaching through time, wrapping my young heart. Your poems, found in a stall by the Greyhound station, I dogged, dreaming of escape. Words I could not comprehend, and yet, deciphered by blood, illuminated adolescence. I wrote with the image of you above my work table, vowing one day to trace your steps, dressed in the watch cap and coat of my present self. This morning, pulling into your town, I walked the streets that you despised, the streets I love, for you having despised them. I will go to this train station in Roche. I will touch the remains of the walls of the farmhouse where you wept a season in hell while your sisters harvested the fields. I will walk the road you raced as a sturdy-limbed boy. The road you were carried on with one leg, face down on a litter, flanked by misery, who loved no company. I will be there at the train station. I will piss in the urinal you pissed in. A young man cursing existence, and then a dying man. I will squat and rise. I will stand. I will give you my limbs, no longer young, but sturdy all the same.